listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. It's the bane of every eBay seller's existence, that dreaded and dreadful backlog of unlisted inventory. Here now to tell us what is really it's really costing you and how you can turn things around is Diva Dawn Ralston. She's the owner of Declutter with Diva Dawn, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. That's all one word. Diva Dawn, what's the real cost of unlisted inventory?
Well, first, hello, Griffin Lee.
Hi.
And I want to tell you, I'm in the same boat as just about everyone else. I have more than enough unlisted inventory, but I'm really working to get rid of it because I realize it's costing us a lot of things. First and foremost, it's costing sales. It's the old adage, if it ain't listed, you can't sell it. I've been working on my unlisted inventory for the last year, and I happened to pull a box last summer that had a bunch of Wilton cake pans in it, and in there was a Pokemon one. And if you remember last summer, Pokemon was all the craze. I was able to sell that cake pan for $47 because I got it at the right I got it listed at the right time. But what if I hadn't pulled that box till this summer?
Yeah, what if?
I'd be lucky to get $7 for it.
Why is that?
Yeah, people aren't so crazy about it anymore, right?
Right. It was just, I happened to hit that box at the right time. But what are the chances of that? Usually it's the other way around. You pull it at the wrong time when it's not so valuable, or now maybe the marketplace is glutted with that product and it's not going to sell for as much as when you've sourced it.
Exactly. So what's another cost of unlisted inventory?
Well, it's part of it is your cash flow. You've spent money, you've sent money out on buying this inventory, but you've got nothing else coming back in from it because it's just sitting in your basement or in your storage unit, in your garage, on the floor somewhere. It's not doing anything but sitting there.
And, you know, that's earlier in the show I mentioned that even if you have a business that's a sole proprietorship, you don't have an LLC or a corporation or whatever, that you should use a separate checking account for your business. Because a lot of people, because they commingle their funds, Griff and Dawn,
yes,
they don't realize that they spent, you know, $27 on that box of stuff a year and a half ago.
Exactly.
It's lost among everything else that they spent in their personal checking account. So what's the third thing?
The third thing we'll keep on this financial tact. You lost a tax deduction because when you own a piece of inventory, that's an asset. It's not an expense, so it's nothing you can deduct on your taxes. And you can't deduct the cost of that inventory until you sell it. So again, you can't list it, no cash flow, no tax deduction. That's really money you might as well have burned it up if you don't ever get it listed.
We're speaking with Diva Dawn Ralston. She's the owner of Declutter with Diva Dawn. She's known as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV on eBay, and she's helping us with the real cost of unlisted inventory, all that stuff that you have piled up that you have not listed. And the number one thing, she says it's costing us sales, which is kind of obvious. Two, cash flow. Three, lost tax deduction. What's the fourth?
The fourth is space. Think of all the space that all that occupies in your home or garage, basement, wherever you have it tucked away. Sometimes people are paying for an off-site storage unit, and it's just cluttering everything up, and you're feeling very surrounded by it.
You got that right.
Yeah, I find that there's a psychological toll.
Oh, ho, ho.
Exactly. That's my fifth thing that it's costing you is your peace of mind.
Uh-huh.
It gives you anxiety. Even if you don't realize that being surrounded by all of that is making you anxious, it is. You're feeling closed in. You're feeling a little bit overwhelmed.
Also, it's that feeling
guilty.
Of, oh, gosh, I got to do something with these things. It's always
and I don't want to sometimes.
Yeah.
It was a very hard thing for me last year to say, no more. I am dealing with this. I can't cope with this anymore. I'm getting all my unlisted inventory listed.
I have
to. In another year, I might be there.
I have to say that this one is important to me because as I get older, I think, what is, in the case of my demise, do I want my loved one or loved ones to have to deal with this all this inventory?
You're right. It's a difficult thing. We're in the middle of paring down my mom's belongings, and it's overwhelming doing it with her. I can't imagine doing it by myself.
So what's the first thing we can do to turn all this around? Can you save us from ourselves, please?
Well, the first thing is really the hardest thing, and that's stop sourcing altogether.
Yeah, why do we do that, Griff and Dawn? Why do we do that? Why do we have a stack of stuff in the guest room, and yet we'll go out and source more stuff?
Well, it's the hunt. We love it, I think.
We love the hunt. It's a lot more fun than listing.
True.
That's true, yeah.
So let's say you just can't give up sourcing altogether. So maybe now what you need to do is set some boundaries, like you do for your kids. You know, you eat all your vegetables, you get dessert. So you set some rules for yourself. I like the 3-to-1 rule. You list 3 things from your back inventory, you get to buy 1 new thing.
Oh, so that makes sense.
You do get to go thrifting. You do get to buy more.
But you're in control.
It doesn't become overwhelming.
Right.
Oh, that's a good idea. So list 3.
Buy 1.
Buy 1.
Make sure you're really selective when you're thrifting.
Oh, really? Tell me about it. So if you buy 5 good, you find 5 great deals out there, you brought it home, you're going to list 15 things.
Well, I much prefer you list 15, and then you get to go buy.
Oh, okay.
Don't give the kids dessert and then expect them to eat carrots.
That makes sense. Oh,
one famous line in my family when my grandchildren were real tiny, my Aunt Lil, may she rest in peace, actually said this, and she was dead serious. They were sitting at her dinner table.
Yes.
Melissa's already laughing because she knows what they said. She said, "You better finish all of your M&Ms or you're not getting your ice cream." And
wow.
She honestly meant that. I mean, she thought she was doing a good thing. If you eat all your M&Ms or you're not getting your ice cream.
Jeez.
So
that would be a hard one.
That's a hard one. So, Diva, is your place perfect?
Oh, heavens no. I have a set of dishes in the corner of my living room, and I have a bunch of Christmas ornaments sitting on my back desk by my breakfast nook, and I have a garage full of stuff still.
So what are you going to list today?
Today I'm going to list some crafting kits, and I'm going to work on those today, and I'm just plugging away a little at a time, trying to list in groups and whatever gets me listing more.
So how many are you going to list today? Have you listed any yet today?
No, I have not.
Okay, so how many are you going to list today?
My goal, I think, is 8 or 9 today.
Oh, that's a good goal.
Melissa's reminding me it wasn't ice cream. It was no chocolate pudding until you finish your M&Ms.
Oh.
You're right, Melissa. You remember better. So how many? I'm sorry. How many listings?
8 or 9, I think, is on the schedule for today.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. And
it's a start. It's 8 or 9 that aren't listed already.
And you group them. So
I
that you can list quickly.
List similar things because it goes faster.
Right. So were you always this expert on getting things organized?
I think I just kind of grew into it. I like getting things done, and I like being efficient. And I worked in publishing, and I worked in law firms. And both of those things are very deadline-driven.
Very.
Sometimes you have overwhelming amounts of work, and sometimes it's just things that have to be done regularly. So I just kind of grew into an organized, methodical person.
Out of necessity.
Out of necessity.
Right.
Sometimes.
So, Griff, what's your problem?
I don't have enough time. So what's happened over the last year is I've been unable to do things with my inventory, get it listed. I haven't had the time to. And I actually have stopped buying as well, so I'm trying not to add anything. As soon as I get my stuff together in my life, I'll have more time, but right now I don't.
Oh, got it. We all understand, Griff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life took a turn on you.
Things happen.
It does. It does. And it was worth it because it gives me an experience, I think, that a lot of people don't necessarily have. So.
Well, one of the other things you can do is to hire somebody to list for you.
Yes.
And we all say, and I have been guilty of this myself, I don't have the money to hire a lister. I can't afford the time to train somebody. I don't have the money to pay them. But look out at your unlisted inventory and just start adding, even if it's just boxes and boxes, and go, okay, that box is 20, that box is 20, that box is 20. You probably have hundreds, if not thousands of dollars tied up in unlisted inventory. That money's doing nothing. So why not stop buying more, take that money, hire somebody to list?
Yeah, Griff.
Okay, then I will do that.
You could hire somebody, put them out in your garage. Is your garage air conditioned?
No.
No.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can take them home with them and do it. Something.
You can hire a VA. You can hire someone you know. But if you invest that money in getting the things listed and things start moving, the sales will pick up. You'll get some cash flow. And then by the time you get a really good handle on that unlisted inventory, you may find that your sales have increased enough where you can continue to pay the lister, and now you can go back to sourcing great amounts.
You can find Diva Dawn, declutter with DivaDawn.com, eBay ID DivaDawn LV.
Very good segment. Thank you again for inspiring us to get our lives in order. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak. Up next, selling full-time as a couple right here on eBay Radio.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. Terapeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. Terapeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. Terapeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and Terapeak together free for 7 days on Terapeak.com.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember BULQ.com, the easy way to source.